ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
A prestigious private school in Melbourne has suspended at least three of its students after a sexist and degrading list that rated female students' appearances. The school has told ABC News it was made aware of a spreadsheet anonymously which ranked 30 senior female students with highly offensive terms and referencing sexual violence. It comes less than a week after the federal government announced almost $1 billion in funding to tackle domestic and family violence. It also raises the issue of toxic masculinity among school-age boys and how best to deal with it. Dr. Stephanie Westcott is a senior lecturer at Monash University and has focused on her research on these kinds of issues. Doctor, welcome to RN Breakfast.
Thank you for having me on.
What do you make of this latest incident?
I mean, it's horrifying. Horrifying to think that that's the way that girls are being treated by their peers at school, and horrifying to think that young men could make a list with categories like that and, you know, assume that that is going to be tolerated and accepted by their peers. But unfortunately, given what we know about certain cultures in schools at the moment and the behaviour of boys and young men, even towards their teachers, quite unsurprising.
What sort of insight does it give you into the minds of some of these young men?
I mean, I think it tells us a lot about what we already know about the attitudes that some boys and young men have about women and girls, and that is that they exist for their gaze, they exist for their categorization, that they're sexual objects, and that their inherent value as human beings can be undermined by the men around them. And we know that that's what informs attitudes that, you know, that can predict violence against women. And we know we're in a crisis on that issue. And just in relation to the government's announcement, it was disappointing that there was no acknowledgement of this issue in schools and how the government can do more to respond to that. And I think this is an example of precisely why we need more action in schools specifically on this issue.
And to be clear, this spreadsheet was rating these young women on their appearance, but also one of the lower ratings had reference to sexual assault as well.
Yeah. And the school's response has been appropriate in this instance to suspend the boys, to contact police, and also to contact the girls' parents to, I assume, to reassure them of their students' safety. But, you know, parents pay a lot of money to send their students to those schools, you know, to assume that they're going to be, you know, one of the rationalizations that parents have for choosing those schools is to allow their children to, you know, mix with the right crowd. And, you know, we just see time and time again that that's just not the case, that this kind of culture exists everywhere. So we really need to look closely at doing more in schools. We need a zero tolerance approach, and we really do need to address gendered violence in schools.
So the school has suspended several students pending further investigation. The school says it's also contacting police to see if there's any inferred threat there. Does this kind of incident cross the line in a legal sense?
Look, I think the principal has said that he doesn't think so, but I think they've done the right thing anyway. But it also just indicates to other boys and young men who might be at the school or who are perhaps seeing this story that this behaviour is not absolutely not acceptable. And when this stuff happens in school and it's not dealt with in this way on this level, it gives permission for boys to continue to do it. And just, you know, when we dismiss this kind of behaviour as like, well, they're just boys, you know, they don't mean it, they're just mucking around, we accept the culture of boys will be boys. And when we don't take things seriously, we enable this kind of behaviour. So the school has absolutely done the right thing, and we need to take all incidents that occur like this in schools with the same level of seriousness. Otherwise, this stuff will just keep on happening.
Kids, their access to the internet, they're roaming far and wide in the kind of material that they have access to often. What's the counterweight to that? What kind of programs are being delivered in schools to lay down what the expectations are around respectful relationships?
Well, you've named it right there. We have respectful relationships education, and that is explicitly designed as an intervention into violence against women and girls. And the school did mention that they do run those classes and that curriculum there. However, it is intended to be a whole school approach and a whole school attitude to address these cultural attitudes towards women and girls that inform violence. And unfortunately, we know from our research that in many schools, it's not a whole school approach. It's a sort of diluted and watered down or sort of tokenistic, you know, we've got to do this curriculum, let's do it. And that attitude needs to change. It needs to be fully embedded across the culture of the school to sort of address gendered violence as a community issue that can be intervened with in schools. So there's that. There's a lot of other programs, you know, through organizations that run sort of short programs, day programs with students, but short-term approaches aren't going to work here. This is a, you know, really holistically embedded cultural issue, and we really need schools to start and lead here with a no to gendered violence approach.
These kind of courses, are there any components in there which are urging boys to speak up against other boys or to try and shut down some of that behaviour in the times when no adults are there?
Yeah, there absolutely is. There is, you know, content that addresses the role of bystanders, the role of allies, the role of speaking up. That's really, really important. And that's possibly what might have happened here in this case of Yarra Valley Grammar. But that's also really, really hard to do. You know, teenagers, their peers mean everything to them, and peer pressure is a huge factor in how young people behave. But if we do take a whole school approach in teaching young men and young women what they stand for, what their values are, and how to speak up, then that's really powerful.
Dr. Stephanie Westcott, thank you very much.
Thanks so much.
Dr. Stephanie Westcott is a senior lecturer at Monash University, focusing on toxic masculinity. And if you or anyone you know needs support, the National Sexual Assault Helpline is 1-800-RESPECT. That's 1-800-737-732.
Find more great ABC RN stories that take you beyond the headlines on the ABC Listen app.